Blog Talk Radio.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
You just got to do what you got to do. And when it comes to Christmas music before New Year's, I just got to do it. But I think I have some company out there because I know people that love Christmas music. And I am determined this year I am going to have a Christmas show in July. So be prepared. And I love it. I'm anticipating already. It's not even January yet. Hey, guys, we have a whole lot of stuff because I had Christmas music left from last Friday, and I have regular Elvis music left from last Friday, and I have new music that I got today for today's show. So we have a real mix, and it's fantastic. And I can't even begin to even think of playing all of it, but I'm going to play as much as I can because I don't have one bad song in here. They're all fantastic. So, hey, you know what? Let's get started. And the first song that I'm going to play after Feliz Navidad, of course, since that was number one. And did everybody know that Jose Feliciano is blind?
No.
Yes, he's blind. I have seen him in concert. He comes out. They bring his microphone and a chair. He doesn't try to stand up. He sits in a chair. And then for a couple of songs towards the end of the show, he'll stand up. But I think it's a balance thing, you know. But he's been blind for a very, very, very long time. I don't know if it's been his whole life or just for years and years, but as far back as I can remember, he's been blind.
Wow.
But he plays guitar and everything. I mean, you know, it is amazing that when people lose that sense of sight, that gift of sight, they make up for it. Their hearing.
Well, I would have never known.
Yeah, I know. Their hearing heightens. And, of course, I don't think being blind improves his voice, but it improves his memory. It improves his motor skill abilities. So, you know, he can play that guitar and coordinate and all kinds of stuff. And I just think it's fantastic to accomplish what he has accomplished. And I know that he has a lot of people around him. He's got his family that helps him do everything. And they're a real blessing for him. And he is a blessing for the rest of the world with his musical talent. And he's a very strong inspiration for anyone. Whether you're blind or not, he would be an inspiration because of everything he's accomplished. So, you know, I just thought I would toss that out in case nobody knew. So, hey, you know, there you go. Now you know. And John sent me, believe it or not, we just haven't, in the years I've been doing this, 4 or 5 years, however long it's been, we haven't done Barry Manilow very often. Why? I don't know, but we haven't. But John sent me a Barry Manilow song this morning, and yeah, it was almost afternoon, but it was this morning. And it's called "It's Just Another New Year's Eve."
Not so bad, you know. It's just another night. That's all it is. It's not the first. It's not the worst, you know. We've come through all the rest. We'll get through this. We've made mistakes, but we've made good friends too. Remember all the nights we spent with them and all our plans. Who says they can come true? Tonight's another chance to start again. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we're not alone. We've got the world, you know, and it won't let us down. Just wait and see, and we'll grow. But think how wise we'll grow. There's more, you know, it's lonely New Year's Eve. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to hear somebody say, it's just another night, it's just another New Year's Eve. But you know what? I have always hated New Year's Eve. Just from the time I was a kid, I've hated New Year's, and it's never improved. I still hate New Year's Eve. It's kind of like everybody's happy and shouting and kissing and welcoming in the new year. But with me, all I could see was the ending of the year passing out and times and moments that never be again. I wasn't always an optimist, guys. That's a pretty pessimistic viewpoint for a kid, you know? And I always felt that way. And it's not quite that negative anymore, but jolly happy, I don't see the point. It's like Barry Manilow says in the song, it's just another night. The next day is going to be another day with a different date, and it's still going to be the same length, the same stuff happening, and I don't see a reason for a party, that's all. I'm different, Duck. I understand that. But that's just how it is. I let everybody else have their joy and their fun and they're drunk and they can do what they want to and I just stay home and I don't even watch the ball drop at home. I just don't care. Just call me a New Year's Eve party pooper. That's probably about as close as you're going to get with me. But I have gotten to a point to where I don't really hate it anymore. I just don't like it either. It's not a party time to me. It's just another night. You know, I'd rather have Christmas. Let's do two Christmases instead of having New Year's. I could go for that. I could go for that. Two Christmases. Give people a second chance to get it right. Oh, Lordy. Including myself. I mean, you know, I'm not leaving myself out. Well, you know, I had, in fact, towards the end of the show on, I think it was Sunday, we had a request from Susan for two songs, one Elvis song and one Holly song. So I'm going to play the Elvis song first, and it's been around since '09, maybe not quite that long, but you know what I mean. And it's been done by more artists than just Elvis. Johnny Cash has done it. I didn't bother looking up to see who else. It doesn't matter. But this is one that he did for his first talent show. All right? And every time I think of that, I just think about, wow, what a set of butterflies that kid must have had in his stomach that day. And he didn't even get to win. Boy, people judging that talent contest were stupid. When he grew up, they learned, you know, they learned. Anyway, here's Elvis doing Old Ship.
When I was a lad, boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together, I remember the time at the old swimming hole when jumped in Hippolia. As the years passed, it rolled. Old Chevy grew old, and his eyes were fast growing dim. And one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With hands that were trembling, I picked up my gun and aimed it at I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish they'd shoot me instead. He came to my side and he looked up at me and he laid his
that you've loved and lost in your life. Yes, it does. And, oh well, it's good memories. You know, the only bad memory is the ending. So, And you got to know that your pets are going to go before you unless you're old and you have a puppy. then you could be in trouble. You might have to put that in your will, you know, to get that baby taken care of. Hey, you know what? I do not know what year this was done. I did not look it up. I just know that the Christmas I was 4 or 5, I was little enough to, I have the memory, but I don't remember how old I was. I just know some bad stuff happened that year, and then Christmas was great. This is the Christmas that I got the storybook. Mama got me the storybook, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And they were playing the song on the radio all the time, and so she would make sure and call me in to hear it when they played it. You know, Gene Autry was an old-time cowboy, a singing cowboy. If I remember right, wasn't that what they called him, the singing cowboy? Was that Roy Rogers? I don't remember. Anyway, there were a few of them back then. I just remember Hopalong Cassidy wore black shirt, black pants, shiny silver pistols, and had a snow-white horse and a big 10-gallon white hat. That meant he was a good guy. I was really little. And that was a long time ago. Hey, you know. Anyway, I wanted to play this because this became part of Christmas for me. Gene Autry singing Rudolph.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history. Red-Nosed Reindeer,
you'll go down in history.
Cool, huh?
It's
perfect for little kids to sing with. It's perfect. Okay,
yeah.
I have something else because I haven't. Just because I've been doing other stuff like helping drainage out front, we've been having rain and thunder all day. And I don't mean a nice, gentle, little soft rain coming down. I mean God's pouring buckets, you know. And he's not just pouring them, he's throwing them at us. So it's interesting. The dog is scared spitless. He's hiding under his blanket. And I don't know, it's like a kid hiding under the covers. He thinks he's safe. But that's okay. That's okay. I let him do it. So anyway, I have, you know, Charlie Brown's Christmas Story has always been one of my favorites at Christmas. I love that because they bring the Christmas story into it with this grunty little scrawny Christmas tree, you know, and they end up saying, it's not such a bad little tree after all, you know, that kind of thing. So I have right here Linus telling the Christmas story.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown, completely hopeless.
Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Just very matter of fact, that's what Christmas is all about.
That's sweet.
I know. I love that segment. I totally love that segment. And he's standing on the school stage because they were practicing their Christmas pageant, and he does this recitation. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever thought of that, it's a beautiful concept. It's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I totally love it. I just had to play that. And now, because I played that, I'm going to go to the end of the show where, come on, I know it's in here, where they are gathering at Charlie Brown's house. Because he took that scrawny little tree home, decided he would show it some love. And so everybody went home with him. And Linus takes his blankie and wraps it around the base of the tree and says, It's not really such a bad little tree. It just needs some love. And it stands up straight, and they take all the decorations off of Snoopy's doghouse, which he won first prize for, and put them on the Christmas tree. it's a beautiful little, you know, it's a nothing little cartoon to most people, but if you watch for the message of it, it's a beautiful little show. It's wonderful. If you ever get a chance to watch Charlie Brown's Christmas, please do so and see what you can get out of it besides just being a cartoon. All right? At the end, they sing Hark the Herald Angels. So here you go.
Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home and decorate it. And I'll show them it really will work in our play. Commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas. I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
Such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love. Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
Don't you just love that? I love it. Of course,
yes,
I've seen that
very
special.
Nice.
It's really awesome. I've seen that special so many times
mm-hmm.
that as they're doing it, I can see the whole thing, you know, going through my mind. It's fantastic. It's totally great. Okay. I have one now, and I'm going, oh, crap, Jenny, what'd you do? Because I'm wondering right now if I have two songs on this recording or just the one that I want. And you know what? Hey, let's just punch the button and see what happens. It's supposed to be Fools Rush In that John sent me this morning. And it says home recording. Well, it didn't sound like any home recording I've ever heard, but what the hey, you know? Let's see, and if it's what's labeled as, it's followed by Tomorrow Never Comes, which is another song he sent me today, but it could just be the one, or it could be the other.
Oh,
let's
God.
Let's look dangerously. Let's see what happens. We'll know the song works. That was now. That was the next one I was going to play. So it's okay. It's okay. So let's run backwards and go for Fools Rush In. I like this one.
Fools Rush In. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, that I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love.
Man, this dingbat computer, this mouse is driving me nuts. There we go. Okay. I think I got it back together now. All of a sudden it was going big and going little and moving around. It's like, wait a minute, what? Stop. Sometimes. Yeah, I was just looking at Shauna's messages on the chat, and it's like, hey, huh, okay, well, it's a good thing I bought 5 gallons of milk last time I went to the store. It's on the freezer now, and I just need to, it's not like I'm going to run out of food. I'm just going to hang out here at home for a couple months, see what happens, you know. I'm stay here at home. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to see anybody. I would like to get my tooth fixed, but, you know, my life won't come to an end if I don't for a while. It'll still be there to fix. So I'll just hang out at home for a couple of months and not worry about it, you know? I don't even have to go to the bank because it's automatically deposited into my checking account, which is still in Arizona, by the way. So, you know, this is funky weird. This is just funky weird. How do you go from 453 cases of COVID 1 week to 1,400 and something the next week, or 4,500. I don't understand that. I'm sorry. I do not understand that, and I'm just not so sure that it's all true. So it's a control thing. I really do believe it's a control thing. And I, conspiracy theories aside, that doesn't make any difference. It's just that, yeah, let's not get into it. Too political. I don't want to do that right now. It'll just kick me off. So suffice it to say, I'm staying home. That's it. If somebody wants to see me, they can come here. National Guard is not welcome. Hey, I got a shotgun. So go away. Leave me alone. I'm not sick, and I don't want you at my house making me sick. Take your little Marty boots and go some other direction. But luckily, I don't live in a big neighborhood. I don't have a lot of neighbors. I don't have, there's no big populations close. So I'm pretty
much,
that helps. Yeah, I'm pretty much thinking they're going to leave me alone. Yeah.
The rural cities, rural part of towns are less likely to have as much
rural part of town. Honey, town is a half hour away from me.
Well,
whichever town
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I
know,
meant.
I know what you mean. And I'm sitting here, you know, like I say, I bought 5 gallons of milk. I'm okay with that. I've got my soup shelf is completely full. I've got beans. I've got split peas. I've got ham in the freezer. I've got, you know, I'm not starved. I don't have to worry about it. I got flour to make bread with when I run out of bread. It's not a big deal. I don't have to freak out. So, hey, y'all, I hope you're in a good position with your pantry conditions. And just hang tight, stay low, and don't worry about it, okay? If you stay out of their way, they'll leave you alone because you're not making any trouble. So just don't sweat it. It'll be fine. Eventually, it'll be fine. Who knows? One way or the other, it'll pan out. So there you go.
It'll work out.
Exactly. One way or the other, I'm going to get you.
That's right.
Oh, golly. Anyway, okay, I am going to play Susan's other request that she made last week. And it's really an awesome one. I haven't heard this in ages, and I still remember all the words. That surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the Hollies doing He Ain't Heavy.
The road is long.
Oh, yeah. I like that song. I do like that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Approximately what year was that, Jeannie? Oh, and that was the 70s or 80s?
No, it was in the 60s. It was in the late 60s.
Okay.
Because it came out when I was in high school. You know?
Okay.
So, was it sophomore? It came out in 69, I believe. I'm not real sure about that, but that's kind of where my head's wanting to go. Because I was a sophomore, I think, when it came out. Or it might have come out in 68, and the music department just got to it in 69. I don't know. But right around the late 60s sometime. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got another one that John sent this morning that I have fallen in love with. And it's just, it's one you guys need to send out to the person who holds your heart and tell them to be very gentle with it. Don't squeeze, just caress your heart, okay? It is, I've got it under, right, make it easier to find, and it's not. That makes sense to me. That's my normal modus operandi. Why not? I think I'm going down there, and I'm going to find it, and then it's like, oh, I put it there, not here. Okay, well, let's go on the search again. Here it is. It's a version that we just don't hear. And John is so good at sending these that people don't hear very often. And like I said, you need to think of that special someone who holds your heart in their hand, because this is perfect for it. I'm Yours, a cappella.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live, I'm yours. No arms but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears are gladly shared. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours.
Oh, now that is so sweet. So, so sweet. Yeah, and I just had a thought about something I'm not stocked up on. I might regret
what?
It. Peach wine.
What's that?
Peach wine. Yeah. I'm sitting here with my nice, sweet little glass of peach wine. I mean, you know, it's not something that you're going to just have one glass of and get totally snockered on. It's not that
right.
kind of wine, but it's a dessert wine, but it's just got this nice, smooth, sweet, sparkly taste. And, I've only got half a bottle left.
Well, you can order some. They can deliver it.
Well, No, they won't. No, they won't. I'm a half hour from town. Anything I order, they say I have to go pick up.
It doesn't matter. They can ship it. It ships.
Well, if I order it from Amazon, they will ship it, and you're going to lose half of it in leakage just because that's how they do it. But I might do that anyway and just see if they can surprise me.
Yeah. Well, Walmart ships, too. You know that. It doesn't have to be delivered. It's actually shipped. And
certain things
so.
They won't ship. I've already tried, honey. I've already tried. Certain things they won't ship. They say you have to come to the store and pick it up.
Well, Amazon pretty much will. I know
Amazon,
that for sure.
Yeah, Amazon probably would. I would if I get really desperate for peach wine, which is not going to happen unless the moon turns blue. So, Elvis controls that blue light. He can just flip that switch. And
oh, goodness. That's funny.
Oh, guys, hey, you know, I've already had one glass. I'm on my second. I don't drink very much, so it's kind of like, let's see, happy juice. That's it. It's happy juice. And I just have to be careful not drink too much because then it becomes crying juice. And that's not good. That's not what you want to have happen. So, anyway, I've got coffee here, too, so I'm switching to coffee.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, and it's like Shauna can sit there and she can drink the whiskey, and it's like, oh, gag me with a spoon. I can't do that. I just can't do it. I would have one shot of whiskey, and I'd be really strange. No, don't let me do that. Okay, let's see what Carolyn has to say. Hello, darling. What's you up?
It's cloudy and rainy and makes my bones hurt.
Oh, honey, I've been having buckets come down all day long and thunder, and the dog
yeah.
is scared to death. He's hiding under his blanket, and he didn't want to go outside to go potty, but it's kind of like, sorry, you have to.
Yeah.
I don't have a box for you to go in. You got to go outside. Yeah,
it's supposed to rain here the next 3 days.
Yep, that's what it's supposed to do here, too, and then it's going to get cold. Then
yeah.
it's going to be like in the low 60s during the day and in the mid 30s to low 30s at night.
We're in the 70s right now. We've been here that last 3 days. But Monday morning when we get up is supposed to be 40. Sunday night, low 28.
Yeah.
I haven't
had the heat on for a week. It's been beautiful here.
Yeah.
But it has been twilight all day. I've not seen
yeah.
actual daylight. It's been twilight. It's been dusk all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear you, girl. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But, yeah, the reason I called, you're talking about shipping. Amazon's always been good to us about getting here. Like if I order it here today, it will be here in 2 days or maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
but
I've
Walmart,
got no problem with that.
I have a big problem with Walmart, even with the pickup orders. We're in Walmart is 10 miles from our house, and the other one is about 15 minutes, and then the other one's about 15 minutes the other way. If you put in for a pickup order, and then they notify you when it's ready, it's supposed to be the same day, not 4 days later.
Well, that's
true. That problem. Yeah. And with they deliver to you, they charge you for a delivery, and then they have a tip for the driver. No.
Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about
minutes.
That because they don't
that's
deliver
express,
to me.
That's express
they,
delivery, well, Carolyn.
They won't do that. They will not deliver to me.
Yeah.
Period. I don't have to worry about that. They won't do it.
It's a whole lot cheaper for Clyde to get in the car and just run up the road, and if he has to, put 3 or 4 masks on and gloves or whatever and go in and get what we need and get out.
But and then I think that depends on where you are, too, because I know in Wickenburg, people would order from Walmart, and if they lived close enough, it was free delivery. They didn't have to pay for it. But they won't. They wouldn't deliver groceries to Wickenburg because it was a half hour away. And I live 36 minutes away here. They won't deliver here either. I have to go down to the. So
please,
I figure if I didn't go there anyway, I'm just going to go in the store and get it myself, and then I can get what I want and not have to worry about if they're sinking or not.
we have a grocery store, Food Line, also here. And they deliver if you carry one of those little discount cards. When they have stuff on sale, you can get it, you know, at a lower price. Well, we're 9 minutes from them. They won't deliver without having to pay the delivery guy in a tip. Either direction is supposed to be free within the neighborhood. 9 miles, we're in the neighborhood. But no, they won't deliver. You got to deliver
and you. And you don't know what their definition of in the neighborhood is. In the neighborhood, to their definition, might be within 4 miles.
Yeah. And they're centered in a location. It's where I say it's folks that's got money and don't know what to do with it.
That's distinctly possible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a decent, clean, nice, clean store, friendly people, workers there, but, and it's also in a school district.
Mm-hmm.
But the homes over there, I'm talking about 2 stories, some of them are 3 stories, and
really nice.
Really, really nice homes. Like, it'd be homes that me and Clyde wouldn't feel comfortable in because they're too darn fancy.
Yeah.
I want my country house.
Yeah. Hey, you know, give me a 3-room cabin in the woods. I'd be happy. Of course, you've got to have 1 or 2 sheds, but, you know.
And if you don't like my house, don't let the door hit your butt when you're going out it. That's why it's ours.
Every person's house is up to them. It's not up to somebody else. It's up to them what they want to live in. So I like my trailer. You know, I'm going to re-site it because I don't like the siding. It's just that old crummy aluminum siding. But I am going to actually re-site it in wood or T111 or something like that. But I don't even worry about delivery, honey, because I live over half an hour away. They will not deliver anything to me. Delivery isn't possible. It has to either be shipped or I have to go down and buy it. That's just how it is here. That's where I live.
Yeah. My driver is sitting right over here, and if he knows if he don't get up and go get it, then I'm not going to let him forget about it until he goes to bed, and then I'll start in again the next morning on him to go get it because he knows I can't drive.
He ain't that stupid, though, is he?
Oh, no, no. You hear him laughing.
Yeah. Well, I'm my own driver, so, you know. But, I thought that maybe here with COVID and everything, maybe I could get them to deliver my groceries. I tried ordering that, and everything says pick up. Pick up. They won't deliver groceries to me. Nothing I buy at Walmart is going to be delivered. If I order it like I would order from Amazon, except I would order it from Walmart, then that kind of stuff, like hardware and things like that, I can get shipped just like I would get it from Amazon. Well, why am I going to buy it from Walmart if I can buy it from Amazon? But the thing with Amazon is if I order anything liquid, 10 times out of 10, it leaks. They do something funky with it, it leaks. I have that big, hey, they got a clean track record on that. But, you know, that's why I don't like ordering liquids from them. But, you know, it's not that drastic, you know.
He says if you stand up on your kitchen table and drop the box about 10 times and nothing happens to it, it will pass through the mail system.
If you think I'm doing that, honey, you are out of your mind. They took that, they took your mind out and stuck it in the freezer without telling you, darling, because, number one, I don't have a kitchen table. Number two, I ain't climbing up on that kitchen table anyway. And number three, I am not stupid enough to drop anything from that height and hope it doesn't break. Yeah, because if they break it, they got to pay for it. So why am I going to break it first?
But there is occasions he says things get broke and the box it came in, the address is all runny. You can't tell who sent it or who's getting it. And they take it into another facility of the building and bag it up as unknown.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it's
at.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's been happening for years, honey. Yeah, my ex used to have a mail order business, so I know how that works, yes. And you call 30 days later, and then they'll look for it, but they might have to open it to look at the packing slip. That's why the packing slip is very, very important. People don't understand that. But, I learned all that gobbledygook. Mm. So, yeah.
I've learned a lot of tricks since he's worked at the post office on shipping stuff and making sure it gets to its destination without getting broke or stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen what Sean was talking about, the COVID stuff. There's two guys that Clyde works with has had it, and one is still out, and he has a house full of kids.
Uh-huh.
So that's all, you know, I don't follow the news anymore. That's all they talk about. So you can hear it through your
I haven't watched the news. I haven't watched the news in years. You know, somebody says, this is happening. This is happening. Okay, I'll look it up and see what's really going on.
Yeah.
But I don't try and catch the news on TV or anything. I don't do that. You know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, darling, I don't want to cut you off or anything, but I need to get through, and I need to get back to it. And it's good stuff, and it's stuff that John sent me this morning, and I've got Christmas stuff left over, and I could be playing Christmas stuff until July at this rate. So
it's fine with me. Me and Ty are sitting
like
here for once together and listening to the show instead of him being at work and taking a chance of listening, and I'm here now. So, but today we get to listen together.
Good.
I'll let you get back to it, and it was nice talking to you. And say hello to everybody for me.
I'm sorry.
I'm not thinking. I am so tired.
That's fine. Just kind of sit quiet and listen to the music, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Have some
December has been a long month. He's waving bye.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye, Jenny.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. I've got something really, really fun. And you got to listen to the words on this because you're tempted to just let it go by. But this is so hilarious if you listen to it. It's a cat parody. All I need is the air that I breathe into love. Now, need is not spelled N-E-E-D. It is spelled KNEAD. So here we go. Through it every time. It is hilarious. It is just hilarious. Okay. We need another Christmas. Okay, well, all right. New Year's is good. New Year's is good. We'll do New Year's. Johnny Logan, Way Down. Let's go all the way down. That's as low as I get, guys. It just doesn't go any farther. Okay. All right. Here is a song called What's Another Year? Quite a lot, actually. I need to talk to that dude. Anyway. It's a good reminder, you know, when you're waiting for something to happen or something, a dream to come true or whatever it might be, you get discouraged sometimes. You say, muck on it, don't matter. But, hey, you've waited this long, so what's another year? It's just more time. What else are you doing anyway? Waiting. Just waiting. You know, just waiting. So I look at that as a good reminder. That one's a good reminder. Okay. I've got one that John sent me, and I think he sent it to me Friday. I don't really remember. That's peach wine for you. Okay. And I love this song, though. I love the way he does it. I love, as they used to say on American Bandstand, it's got a good beat. You can get it. Anyway, Merry Christmas, baby. Unedited from the Back in Nashville album.
Yeah, I just run it a couple times, and I'll come in there, you know, somewhere.
Do you want us to wait a while before we start jiving? Or?
Yeah, you know, we'll let's set the rhythm first, you know.
Mike. Yeah.
good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it, man. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud.
Stirs your blood and then keeps it going.
Keeps it going. All right.
Oh, yeah. Hot. I love that. I just love it. You get that blues going and it's just, you can't stop it. It's wonderful.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I have something. It's not blues, but it'll keep you going. Phil McDaniel, Louisiana Saturday Night.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday Night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday Night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday Night.
brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
You know, that I could handle Louisiana Saturday night. That'd be fun, wouldn't that be fun? Woo, woo!
Sure.
Yeah, dance out in the front yard, and the fiddle players are going on the porch, and, well, give me a rocket shot on the porch. Nah, forget it. I'll be dancing in the front yard. Sometimes I'm old enough for a rocking chair, but only for a few minutes until I catch my breath. No,
right.
It's for having fun, you know, the banjos and the fiddles. And, you know, I'm not going to be much on corn liquor. Have you ever tasted moonshine, corn liquor?
Yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh. And do you still have a throat?
Well, it's not something I would really want again. No.
I tasted it. And I said, well, honey, that's okay. You can have it. Thank your daughter for making that and sending it with you, but I'll let you guys have it. I really am not interested. That stuff will burn out your throat and your eyes will water out of your head. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. There won't be a bacteria left in your whole body.
Which is maybe a good thing nowadays. Hey, you know, never thought of that.
That's true. That's true.
You have to live through it.
Patty says it'll cross your eyes.
Oh, honey, it does more than that. Oh, my Lord. It plucks your vocal cords, and you can't talk for a half hour, and you can't breathe for 2 minutes, and, oh. But, you know, she had, for 3 or 4 years, she had an apartment there in Wickenburg, and she came from Kansas to Wickenburg for the winter. And her and her daughter would make this moonshine, and she'd bring a couple quarts of it with her, and she'd share it about. Oh, my gosh, you have never tasted anything so strong in your whole living life. And I tasted it once. And I mean, just tasted it. I didn't take a drink. I didn't take a sip. I just tasted it. And a whiff was enough to knock you flat on your butt.
Well, I did take a sip of it, and that was enough. Oh, yeah. That was too much.
I just barely tasted it. But I don't like whiskey and stuff like that. So something that everybody's going, whoo, oh, that's strong. I'm not going to be stupid enough to actually take a sip. That's just not something my body will tolerate for very well. I'd be sitting on the ground going, air, water, you know, it just, Lordy.
Oh, yeah, it'll take your breath. It will.
One thing I do like little sips of, and everybody says I'm crazy. Well, not everybody says I'm crazy because people buy it every year. It was always on the table when we had our gatherings out in the courtyard. But is that Fireball whiskey, that cinnamon
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I don't know what you mix
stuff.
It with.
I like that.
You can't mix it
yeah.
with milk because you'd curdle the milk and you'd be drinking cheese. But, you know, I do like that in very small quantities, very little sips. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can handle a shot of that now and again.
It's
I think
called
that's
hot damn.
Yeah, and it's that strong cinnamon, you know. I like that.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you know, all the guys would be making these cinnamon toothpicks, and you could buy a cinnamon toothpick for a nickel from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're making money hand over fist, but then everybody didn't have to make them. And I love those things. They were hot. Oh my! But you see, I used to buy that Red Hot candy. It's called Red Hot. It's cinnamon candy.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. I used to buy those all the time, and I'd walk around with those in my mouth. So, you know, I can deal with hot cinnamon. Cinnamon, let me in.
Cinnamon sticks, yeah, I was. Do they still make those things?
Make what? Cinnamon sticks?
Cinnamon sticks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen any in a long time.
You can get the cinnamon sticks, you know, the ones that they peel the bark off into little, they're like
well, no, I'm
rolls.
Talking about the candy cinnamon sticks you can get.
Oh, you can get cinnamon-flavored candy canes and stuff like that. You can get those round candies the size of Jawbreakers, and they make those of cinnamon. You can still buy Red Hots. So, yeah.
Well, you know what I was referring to, like the cinnamon sticks we would get as kids that were like a real thin toothpick.
Oh, now, I've never noticed those. We never got those. I'm not familiar with those, so I don't know. Probably not. Of course, I live in a different part of the country than you did. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. So... when we wanted hot cinnamon, we wanted it in slightly bigger package than a little thin stick.
Yeah.
We had snow to melt, girl. Okay. We got to. Oh, yeah, I like this one. Let's do this one. I was told that seeing as how it's the end of the year. Come on, Jenny. I'm trying to find this while I'm talking. And I think it's down here. Since it's the end of the year, we have to have this song. That's what I was told. We've got to hear from Leroy Troy about the ghost chickens in the sky. You know, John said so. I mean, you know, and the last couple of songs he has sent to me. So I'm playing mostly that stuff. But, you know, hey, John said this. He said, since the end of the year, we have to hear Ghost Chickens in the Sky. And I said, all right.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world and home of the Air Castle South, it's time for the Marty Stewart Show.
Leroy Troy.
Ghost chickens in the sky.
Oh, how about a hand for Leroy? Here it comes, America.
A chicken farmer took a walk out on his farm one day. He paused by the coop as he went along his way. When all at once a rotten egg hit him in the eye, it was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the sky. chicken farmer since he was 24. Working for the colonel 30 years or more, killing all them chickens and sending them to fry, and now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the sky.
Oh,
were black and shiny, and their eyes were blazing red. They didn't have no feathers. These chickens all were dead. They picked that farmer up, and he died by the claw. They cooked them extra crispy, and they ate them with coleslaw. Chickens in the sky.
Oh, Leroy, cuz. We did it, didn't
you? Oh, my goodness. I love that song. Yes. Cook them extra crispy and eat them with coleslaw. Oh, yeah. I love it. They got no feathers because all these chickens are dead. I love that. I totally love it. It's fantastic. It's totally fantastic. I love it. Okay. Speaking of totally, John sent me another parody. Okay. And it's a COVID parody. And it is so funny. It is so, so funny. It's just about having to be quarantined all the time, sitting at home. And it's done by a family. There's two boys, two girls, and, of course, mom and dad. And wonder of wonders, they can all sing, which is really kind of cool. But, you know, it is called, they're the Marsh Family. And this is called Totally Fixed Where We Are. And it's to the tune of Total Eclipse of the Heart. So listen to this. It's hilarious.
Third lockdown.
2021 and it's a little bit lonely. No one's ever coming round.
Third lockdown.
2021, we bet we'd all be outside, but I'm still listening to the sound of the
third lockdown.
Every day I'm treated like I offer room service, but they mess it in the blink of an eye.
Third lockdown.
Every now and then we get a little bit terrified of when we think she's gonna let fly.
Third lockdown, time flies.
Struggling to tell the days apart.
Third lockdown.
Be haunting our side, 'cause
get in the car.
There's nothing we can do, we're totally fixed where we are.
Once upon a time we went hiking for miles, now we can't be out with the park.
Nothing we can say, we're totally fixed where we are.
Something that happened while they were going to turn off the phone.
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, okay. That just happened when they were trying to stop the recording. They were across the room from the phone that they were recording on. So, you know, they were all lined up across the living room and doing their thing and dancing when they had to dance and all that stuff. They had a pretty good production going. It was really cool. It was really cool. Okay, here is something that the girls are going to love because they love to hear Elvis talk. Okay? John sent me a talking version of What Now, My Love. But I warn you, you better get the tissues out because it makes you want to cry. When he talks, it's sadder than when he sings it. So, here you go, kids, and it's beautiful.
Now that you left me, how can I live through another day? Watching my dreams turn into ashes.
What now, my love? Now that you go, I'd be a fool to go on alone. No one would care. No one would cry.
Oh, my goodness, gosh.
Great ending.
Oh, I'll take that and then let you back the book. Stop. Thank you. Okay. It's like, yeah, clapping's nice, but you got to know when to quit. Well, I've got 6 minutes left, kids, already. This one has been so much fun. John sent such good music, and I had some music left from Friday, but it happened to be music he sent me then. So, hey, I know why it was great music. And you know what? I've still got some that I'm going to play on Saturday because it's not necessarily Christmas music. I might play some Christmas music too. Who cares? You know, what the hey? It's all good. I can play Christmas music all year long. It wouldn't bother me, but I won't. I won't do that. But I've got a lot of stuff that's not Christmas music that I still need to play. And it's just accumulated over the last week or two, and I'm never going to play all the Christmas music. It's just never going to happen, so I'm not going to worry about that. We'll get to some more music, though, on Saturday. Oh, yeah, and we're going to play more parodies on Saturday because this lady named Shirley, she's the one that did the cat parody. She's got a whole big passel more, and it is so cool. She's got one on housekeeping that just had me rolling on the floor. It was so hilarious. And, you know, I'm going to play that Saturday because I didn't get to it today. And it's John's fault, so we'll just blame him and be done with it. It works for me. But it's so good. And, you know, these parodies help us laugh. And we need that. We need that. So Saturday, I'm going to just sprinkle them throughout the show. I don't know how many there will be. Maybe there will be as many as 5 or 6. Maybe there will only be 3. I don't know. But we're going to have them throughout the show. I'm not going to clump them all together and all that stuff. And yeah, it's rained so much, I've got frogs up by the house. That's interesting. Anyway. I'm sitting here listening to the frogs. I love to listen to the frogs. I'm going to sit and read and listen to the frogs. That's a good evening for me. Okay, you guys, thank you for being with me. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Of course, you didn't have the peach wine, so probably not. I probably had a better time than y'all did.
You probably did.
I probably did. You know, it's probably a good thing I don't drink very often, huh? But
well,
anyway,
as long as you enjoy it, that's what's important.
Oh, I did. And it's just kind of like, okay, I spent a lot of time yesterday and today trying to create channels so that the area at the base of my front steps, the water would drain away. Well, I haven't quite accomplished that yet. I got to bring in some more dirt from the backyard. I've got a big old pile in the backyard, so I got to bring in some dirt and fill in where Mike got that big old truck stuck. Didn't have enough. Yeah, it's just, you know, compacted it down. So, yeah, the dirt came out of there, but it's not enough to fill it back up. You know how that goes. So I needed something to kind of help me relax and loosen up a little bit because I've been out there wielding the shovel and the edger and the rake. And anyway, at least I know how to do it. That helps.
Well, yeah, that's what's important, too.
I don't know about that, but at least I won't have to walk through a puddle of water. So, but you know, it has rained so much today that even though my driveway is a downslope of probably 7 or 8%, it's not draining off. It's finding little places to pool even on that hill. So I don't feel so bad. That's okay. But anyway, thank you for joining me, Sue. It was really, really cool to have you here and talk to you. And I always enjoy it when you
today, but I think you know why. So, but I'm going to survive this.
Yes, yes. You just keep on keeping on, and you know, caffeine and the acetaminophen and your antibiotics, and you'll get through it. You'll be fine. And thank you, everybody in the chat. And that includes you, Peter.
Yeah, we don't want to forget Peter.
We can't forget Peter. We can't forget Peter. And everybody that was there. And just, hey, thank you for being with me. And come on Saturday, because it's going to be another great show. I don't know what Shauna's got planned for tomorrow. But we'll keep an eye out. She'll post it. And so, guys, love y'all. God bless. And I'll see you all Saturday. And here's a message from Elvis. And then he's going to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Well, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Christmas Eve.